Yeah, I think I had a bad reception, isn't it?
Well, you just went away. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
You just disappeared.
So Andy hasn't got a very good name around then, huh, for doing this, huh?
I don't think so. I know everybody's pretty mad at him.
Yeah?
You that's your house, and there's no reason why you shouldn't be in it. He made that agreement.
Yes, he made that agreement. You're right, yeah. And it's signed and it's witnessed by the girls, and he doesn't honor it, so I don't know what...
How come the girls aren't helping you out, the girls in Manitoba? How come they aren't doing anything about this?
Well, they're all brainwashed by Andy quite a bit, huh? And
Brainwashed my ass. You're the dad, and it's your house.
Exactly. Exactly. I think he got laid off at Portage at Blight's where he was working. You never heard?
No, I haven't heard anything.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's rumors, so anyways. Yeah, okay.
Well, then he'll try and hang on to that house because he's getting monthly rent.
Yeah, he's got somebody living in it, huh?
I think so, as far as I know.
Yeah, he's got somebody living in it. It was vacant for 2 years, and then he got somebody moved in there. He tried to get people before, but nobody wanted to move in because they figured that was my place. But somebody's living...
It is your place.
Pardon?
It is your place.
Exactly. Huh?
But I don't know what you're going to do about it in California. I think you're going to have to come home.
Oh, yes. No, I'm going back home. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have to come home and get a Winnipeg lawyer and then go to court, and then that's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to take...
Yeah, I have no choice, yeah.
No choice.
Yeah.
If you want your house back, you got to take your son to court.
Yeah, but that's...
That's what I think.
Yeah. That's what everybody says too, isn't it?
Well, I think so.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks that Andy needs a good swift kick up the ass. It's terrible what he's doing to you.
No, that's not right. Sure.
Not right at all.
And otherwise, it's pretty quiet, so, yeah.
But it's sure been cold here.
Yeah, well...
I was in the hospital there around New Year's.
Yeah.
With the wind chill, it was 50 below.
I know, I've seen that on the, I think in 56, 1956, we had the same winter, and I've seen up to 40 below zero in March, too, so.
It was just terrible, Lionel.
Yeah.
Just bitter. Just bitter. We were right, Julie and I were in the hotel right across from the hospital, you know, at the Norwood there?
Oh, yes.
And we didn't want to leave the hotel and go to the hospital. It was so damn cold.
It's terrible. But, I mean, we were kind of used to it. We've had it before, but last winter was this winter's been worse than ever, I guess, huh?
Boy, it was really, really bad.
Yeah.
Really bad. Either that or I'm getting old, one of the two, I don't know.
What does Gerald say about Andy? I mean, he used to be buddy-buddy, huh?
I don't know. We never see him at all.
Oh, you never see him at all?
He hasn't been in this house in 5 years.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Well...
No, we never see him.
No. Well, he doesn't go see his dad once in a while, no?
No. No, he doesn't.
But
there's another one that needs a kick up the ass.
Well, yeah, there's problems all over now. Huh?
I guess so.
Yeah.
But I see John Contini every once in a while, and I told John exactly what Andy did.
And?
You know John Contini? He was pretty good friends with Andy.
Yeah.
And I told him all about it, so he's not too happy with Andy.
Well, nobody is, huh?
And just furious.
Yeah.
You know, Jules' oldest boy, Philip.
Yeah.
And Julie and John, they're all mad at Andy.
They're mad at Andy.
Everybody's mad at Andy because of what he's doing with the house.
Yeah.
Everybody's on your side.
It's not on her. It's on her that a person would do that to her dad, yeah? To their...
That's right. That's right. There's...
I know that
it's justification at all.
It's unheard. I don't know what.
signed a piece of paper, eh, saying that that was your house?
Yeah.
Like, you still got that?
Yeah.
Okay.
And is that...
Get that to a lawyer. I don't see how Andy can do anything but giving your house back.
Yeah. But...
And he should be paying for years of rent, too.
That's right, yeah.
For you to rent. Mm. You know?
Yeah.
He should owe you money there, too.
Well, I have... Time will tell. I mean, I had to get a lawyer, so the lawyer's looking, working on it, so, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the only thing you can do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Doc.
But the whole family's on your side. Everybody's on your side.
Yes.
Like, all our family is, and Peggy's on your side, and Irene is on your side, and I'm sure Mary Bouchard is probably on your side. We're all on your side.
Yeah, well.
I don't understand what's wrong with Linda and Claire and Doreen. I don't know what the hell, why they are doing something.
So, everyone that was against Ellen, against Marlene, because, I don't know, she's the only one that's been helping me very well, but the other girls are...
I think maybe we just don't really understand the situation there, because I don't know, you were home and then you disappeared and we didn't hear from you. Nobody knew what to think, and you know, so we're just a little mixed up. I guess we just don't really understand the whole situation there with Marlene.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I mean, when I left there, they were after me to sign more papers, and they were on my back steady, so I told my sister that I was leaving, and then they made a big fuss of her. When they leave, they only tell me when they come back, so I'm old enough to know what I'm doing. If I want to go on a little holiday, I don't have to tell the world about it, isn't it? Most people, when they go on holidays, they don't tell it people too much, because if they know that they're gone, that's when they vandalize everything, yeah?
Yeah, well, we just didn't know where you went. You know, we were worried about you, actually.
Yeah.
You know.
And I had told my sister that I was leaving, and that was it. And I said,
which one? Who did you tell?
I told Madeline about it, that I was leaving for a bit.
Okay, but then, no, you know, like, we don't have any contact with Madeline.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm...
Anyway, it doesn't matter, Lionel. That's water under the bridge. The main thing is that you're okay.
Oh, yes.
And I hope you're coming home and getting this settled, because this has gone on for too damn long.
Exactly.
Like, you should be in your house.
Exactly. Okay, well, thanks a lot. So I'll get back. I'll phone as soon as I get back in Manitoba. I'll let you know.
Okay, thanks, Lionel.
Okay, you're welcome.
Happy birthday.
Bye. Okay, thank you. Bye for now.
Okay.